Dinner?
Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal.
Drinks?
Everybody who's anybody drinks.
Pull up a chair and join Nick and Bridget from Lake Geneva Country Meats with Mike Mason for Dinner Plus Drinks Extra.
I don't know. Sarah might be really mad.
Okay, yeah, we're ready.
Y'all done talking amongst yourselves?
We're done.
I look forward to this every week, the part where you don't know we're live.
But we are.
And you're just yapping away.
Well, you need to do a better job of the, like, I mean, pointing at us, screaming like we're live is good, but.
No, I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
You're just one of those guys.
Like, you know, pay attention.
Surprising us.
These are my two podcasting friends still talking amongst themselves and making some, and my periffs. I see your hands going all over the place.
Right.
The host of Dinner Plus Drinks, Nick Vorpig. I'm still reading from my notes. Like, I don't know your names or who you are. Nick Vorpagel.
What is a Nick Vorpagel, exactly?
And Bridget Leach. You may or may not know them both from Lake Geneva Country Meats. Are you ever going to come in here one week without your Lake Geneva Country Meats merch?
Hey, every week,
this guy. It's like
Why
you work there.
Why do you introduce us, but you don't introduce yourself? This is Mike Mason
know who
of
I
Lake
961. I'm kind of a big deal.
What if Nick doesn't wear his polo and you forget where we
just
work?
Just comes in here shirtless.
You're like,
with
I don't know.
His chest hair all over the place. Are you a chest hair guy?
Aw, dude. In the words of Sean Connery, one of the, you know, R.I.P. Sean Connery. One of the all-time best Sean Connery quotes is from You Only Live Twice. Japanese proverb says, bird does not make nest in empty tree.
That was the worst Sean Connery impression I've heard
in my lifetime. But yes, you know, women are attracted to strong chest hair.
You didn't even show us anything.
Oh, you took one?
Why are we looking at chest hair?
All right,
yep.
Button it back
okay,
up.
Buddies, button it up.
I love your sweater on your polo, Nick.
How we keep warm
in the winter. Nick never wears a coat.
This is the perfect segue into what we're talking about on the podcast.
It says, look at him coming up with
You have a podcast.
We have a podcast. This is what we talk about on the podcast.
We always spend 98% of the interview not talking about your podcast.
But we are here for real work today.
All right, what
you
do
know,
you got?
We're headed into the holiday season. I don't know if you've seen.
You practiced that before you came in. We are headed into the holiday season.
I don't know if you've been anywhere and seen the Christmas trees everywhere and the things and the stuff.
Oh, like in the stores?
Yes, but we are transitioning our product recommendations into gift guides. I know you don't need a gift guide, Mike, because you're the world's best gifter, but...
Seriously, I can attest to this, okay?
I like him.
I feel like
he's my biggest fan.
He has a crush.
You need to work on that, Bridget.
I'm so
Bridget,
sorry.
Be nicer to Mike.
I'm just mean to both of you. Yeah, so my neighbor was putting up holidays... Does your eye itch like mine?
I don't know. I'm getting all emo, you guys.
He's crying there. My neighbor
Such
was putting up her
millennial.
Holiday decorations on Sunday. That would be November 1st. And I'm real proud of her. I love it. Generally, like 2 years ago, they put up zero decor.
No,
is stuff everywhere.
Let's let Thanksgiving happen before we get to Christmas.
And we're forgetting about Advent. We all need to celebrate Advent. No Christmas until Christmas.
This is the real question. Could this year be an exception, maybe? And we could allow
Because it's 2020? Because it's such a dumpster fire this year?
So you can hate me more? I listened to Christmas music in the shower the other day because I was feeling it. I was like,
get out.
I don't know. I'm having a really bad morning, and I straight up put on Christmas music.
She's got Mariah Carey's Christmas album on the loop.
It was Michael Bublé, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you see Meghan Trainor has one coming out?
She does. Well, I talked about that on my show a few weeks ago.
You talked about Christmas music a few weeks ago?
I did.
You're the worst.
I am.
But if you want some ideas for Christmas gifts,
listen to
the podcast because we have some great ones. Last week, I suggested 3 different Korean food items that you could stock your pantry with and start making Korean food.
I don't remember what I suggested. It was that good.
You lost me there.
You don't like Korean food?
I think Mike and I are going to be shopping for the same thing.
Probably. I'm not really an adventurous food kind of guy. I can't see me going down the Korean food rabbit hole at all.
Bruh.
We'll have to bring in lunch one of these times.
We'll get you some Korean food. You'll be like, oh, this is good.
Never had it.
What?
Well, then how can you not say you...
I say that all the time. If I think something is not going to be down my alley,
I'm just going to say it's bad.
I'm going to say, you know what? Nah, I'm good.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to the Christmas music?
Here we go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I thought we were done with
here
that.
Here we are. Do you just listen to it never?
Well, I listen to it. I love Christmas music.
Oh, but for like a week.
Well, okay.
You're in a bad gig if you love Christmas music. Because within about 3 days of Thanksgiving, you're going to hate it.
When you're in radio.
Yeah, tell us.
And you're at stations, a station that plays Christmas music. a lot.
Yep, grateful for them.
Sometimes it can be a bit much.
Okay, I hear that.
That's because you're not very Holly Jolly.
There's only so many Christmas songs you can play,
yeah.
Right? So sometimes they get played to death.
What?
But I love it on Christmas Eve. I love it on Christmas.
So for
I love
two
it
days.
Leading up to Christmas. Like say the week of Christmas.
When I'm finishing my shopping.
I'm all about Christmas music.
Hmm.
End of November?
I mean, it's post-Thanksgiving, okay? It follows
good.
Your rules.
Too bad there's not Thanksgiving music.
Well, there's that one song.
There is Thanksgiving music.
What's that one song?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, that song. Yes.
It's just
the only one I know.
Background noise to put you to sleep because we're all so tired.
Yeah, Thanksgiving music.
Speaking of putting people to sleep, we're still yapping away. Our interviews go so long. I need you to tell us where your podcast can be found.
I'm
specifically not looking at her right now because I see her. I see her glaring at me.
Or
her patented. What?
What? Yeah, you're welcome.
You can find us online at dinnerplusdrinks.com. Search for Dinner Plus Drinks in all of your favorite podcast players, or I'm just going to take Bridget's part from her.
What?
Because if you want to see our lovely faces, find us on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram.
At Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast.
Stole your thunder.
Yeah, rude.
What do you mean?
I know. Christmas.
Thank you. He's making up for it. Here's your Christmas tune for the weekend, guys.
I could have done without the moving index fingers back and forth. Now I can't get that out of my brain.
You're welcome. New episodes of Dinner Plus Drinks are released every Sunday morning. You can automatically receive them on your favorite device by subscribing in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
You can also listen online whenever you want and get links to everything we talk about by visiting dinnerplusdrinks.com and be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast. We'll talk again soon.
Lake 96.1.